Basically, what's happening is that globally, the burden of diabetes is rising at a very fast pace. We estimate that there are about 382 million people with diabetes living globally, and that 80% of them live in the low and middle income countries in the developing world, where tuberculosis is also a major public health problem. To give you an example, if you look at the top 10 countries with the burden of diabetes and the top 22 countries with the highest global burden of tuberculosis, you'd find quite a few matches there. And typically, these are the high populous countries like China, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Brazil, Russia. And these are countries that account for roughly about 60% of the burden of tuberculosis and roughly about 60 to 65% of the burden of diabetes. And therefore, it's a perfect storm, because if we do not recognize the comorbidity and start to act on it, we will actually undo the gains we've had in the area of tuberculosis control.
What is the correlation between tuberculosis and diabetes? Diabetes being a chronic disease and tuberculosis being an airborne infectious disease.
The relationship is due to the fact that people with diabetes have an immune compromised status. While compared to HIV, the individual risk is much less, but nonetheless, people with diabetes are very prone to infections. And this is something that you would know, that people with diabetes often get different kinds of infections. And pulmonary tuberculosis is one of those infections. The tuberculosis infection becomes manifest similarly when there is high blood sugar level. The immune system in the body is not able to contain the tuberculosis infection, and it manifests into an active disease. Given the fact that roughly about one-third of the global population is already infected with tubercle bacilli, which lies in a dormant latent phase, when the immune status is low, it kind of becomes manifest as an active disease. And therefore, people with diabetes have three times higher risk of getting active TB disease.
How can people with diabetes living in developing countries prevent themselves from getting tuberculosis when most of them don't have access to health care?
That is the million-dollar question. And basically, it is to do about resources, and it is to do about governments and policymakers becoming aware that controlling diabetes and paying attention to diabetes at the primary care level is as important as, for example, controlling the HIV epidemic. And unless we start to recognize it and start to deal with it, we might undo the gains in tuberculosis control.
You just mentioned the HIV epidemic. So what is the correlation then between tuberculosis and HIV/AIDS and TB and diabetes?
They're in a way quite similar, in the sense that HIV reduces the immunity of the body, and therefore it results in active TB disease becoming manifest. And in the same way, but not to the same extent in an individual person, diabetes also lowers immunity and makes them vulnerable for tuberculosis. But from a public health point of view, given the fact that globally there are about 40 million odd people living with HIV/AIDS, and there are about 380 million people living with diabetes, the proportion of people that might be impacted by diabetes and tuberculosis is going to be as much or even larger than that with TB and HIV.
What would you like to see happen at this conference in presenting this report to international leaders?
What we would like to bring attention to is the fact that the global health community has failed to recognize that non-communicable diseases like diabetes is a major health issue in the developing world, in the low-income and middle-income countries. And this interaction between diabetes and tuberculosis would hopefully bring little attention on the issue, that countries would be required to pay a little more attention than they have in the past done to provide care for diabetes at the basic level, at the primary care.